You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy went to bed in third quarter last night. I stayed up and watched the whole damn thing. Except I did not watch the postgame stuff. As soon as the Chiefs scored the winning touchdown.
Yeah.
I think I had the TV on for about another 15 seconds. I was like, I got to go to bed.
I think Kelce probably had by far the best like acceptance speech, excited, you know, they throw the mic in the face and you want to hear what he said. I mean, this
Please.
Is poetic. It's absolutely beautiful.
How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas?
Wow. I mean, that was beautiful. Really well said. I mean that hits. That I got goosebumps.
Man.
Oh, stop.
There he is. Oh, God, he's so, man, just exquisite.
You know, he got himself into a little PR mess during the game, too, by not almost knocking over his 65-year-old head coach because he was all mad.
I know, what a jerk.
So he went up and pulled a WWE move on his head coach, and my stepdaughter was scrolling through her phone. She's like, man, people don't like him now.
A lot
of
people.
So I'm wondering if all the Swifties are going to start reaching out to their goddess and say, you need to break up with this guy because he's abusive.
Yeah. He wasn't good to play enough.
It was not a good look, a good move. It was not good for his image.
No, he could have killed Andy Reid. He dropped his papers and he almost fell to the ground.
Such a flipping animal, you know. So
that's not a good look. The memes everywhere are this morning of him yelling at the coach. I mean, they're everywhere with every concoction, saying whatever you want. You know, me yelling at my kids to clean up their, you know, the playroom, and it's the meme is everywhere. It does sound like that he did end up apologizing to Andy later, and he said he gave me a hug and he just wanted to be on the field and wanted to play, and he said he was sorry and he didn't mean to almost kill me. And then how about that other guy that was on the 49ers who was just getting ready to run out on the field and he fell down and he jacked up his Achilles or something just by running out onto the field. Did you see that?
That's heartbreaking. He's a good player, too.
He's a great player.
He's a really good player. And just running on the field, he tore his Achilles.
I know.
It's just Dre Greenlaw.
Watching that in slow-mo, he just, like, fell down. You're like, whoa, what happened, buddy?
Were some records that were set. Longest field goal twice in one game. That record was set. The game itself... Not just the seventh. It wasn't the seventh longest Super Bowl in history. It was the seventh longest game, period,
wow,
in NFL history because it went 74 minutes, 57 seconds of football clock time. They say the game was so long that by the time it ended, Patrick Mahomes' dad was sober again.
Hey-o!
That's how long that
solid
game
jokes,
was.
Solid jokes. Now you know why I went to bed. Like, at some point, I was just like, you know what? I've had enough. I've had enough of the commercials, which were lame. The shots of Taylor Swift, I was just over it. I'm done with it. I am done with it, and I hope it can die for a few months now. Just die down.
That relationship, you mean?
Everything
Us being
about
exposed
it.
Exposed to it?
Everything about it. I mean, you know, next up, they're going to be engaged, and then there'll be a marriage, and then she'll have a baby, and it's like, it's just too much. It's just so, so much. What else? Post Malone, you want a little taste of Posty before the show?
Okay.
Here. His audio was jacked up, too. You could barely hear him. Okay, I don't want to play any
You know, much. Usher's audio was screwed up at the beginning of the halftime show, too.
Yeah, who's the AV guy they got working there at the Super Bowl?
You know, there's somebody there who's got one job,
one
right?
Job.
Just to make sure that the audio for all these million-dollar entertainers sounds good.
Even Reba's audio was off, which was fine, because it wasn't very good either, but... I equated Reba and Post Malone to some cruise ship entertainment that you'd probably see on a cruise ship. It was not even top five, top ten of any of those performances in the Super Bowl. It was not good, personally speaking. The Dunkin' Donuts commercial was awesome with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Tom Brady. That was probably one of the better ones, I thought. They're rapping some sort of Dunkin' Donuts song. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one, but I was looking through the list of, because, you know, they put out that thing where people vote on, you know, the best commercials and stuff like that.
That
and
one was one. To... Dunkin' came in one, I think. I liked the Michael Cera with the CeraVe moisturizer and how he said, you know, he should endorse it because his name is Michael Cera. That was pretty darn good. Other than that, I don't like the thing that they're doing now with movie trailers. Because I was talking about this last week. Like, I get excited for the Super Bowl just to see the new movie trailers and little teasers. And now they just do, like, a little 15-second snippet, and then they send you to YouTube, I've noticed. So they don't have to pay for the giant commercial. They'll just send you elsewhere to go watch it. So then I'm trying to watch
where
on YouTube.
Where they make money off of the YouTube.
Yeah, for all the millions of clicks. So I'm trying to then watch the trailer on YouTube while still at the same time trying to watch the game and the commercials, so it was too much media, essentially. So, like, the Deadpool. I mean, Deadpool 3 is coming out, Deadpool and Wolverine, and then the
new
Twisters.
I saw some of the Deadpool. I saw the E-Trade babies playing pickleball.
Yeah, and then the Twisters sequel that's coming out called Twisters instead of Twister. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I was underwhelmed by the entire thing, and we build this program up so much. So when it's just not something so crazy and outlandish, you're, like, bored with it. I was bored. Yeah. I was truly bored with it last night.
Man, I don't think you were alone. I thought the game, you were bored by the game. I thought the game was at least fairly entertaining just because it was so close and they kept making mistakes. Each team was, for a while, they were trying to give the game away until ultimately the 49ers just did give it away. Anyway, thoughts? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I was trying to think of, quickly before we go to break. I've been racking my brain. I was like, all the commercials just blended together. But I do have to say, I got a chuckle out of the Uber Eats one with Jennifer Aniston about the things that you forget.
Yeah.
And that one was pretty funny. And even, like, Jelly Roll tried to get...
Yeah, and then she didn't recognize David Schwimmer in that commercial. She's like, you are... That's pretty good. That was a well-written commercial.
Bad, Danielle said. Best thing about Super Bowl now being done is we don't have to watch the Taylor Swift game, and hopefully next season we don't have to see her constantly during football games. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL doesn't try to make it worth her while, because the NFL is banking on these, quote, new viewers who are coming in to watch. It's, you know, boost. I saw that, you know, the commissioner of the NFL was even up chatting with her before the game.
He was.
And I'm sure he was saying, you know, we can work something out. Even if you and Travis break up, pretend that you're still together, and still come to a few games, and we'll throw a couple $100 million your way.
The announcers were talking about that while they were streaming that video, and they were like, you know, he's probably up there just thanking her.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I mean, thanks for everything.
She made the, you know, she is a lover or hater, and I don't care how people feel about her. If you love her, great. If you can't stand her, great. Whatever. I don't care. You do you. But there is no denying the financial impact that she has on all sorts of things, whether it's recorded music, streaming, concerts, and now the NFL. She has a financial impact on things, and she did with the NFL, and that's why the commissioner was up there kissing her butt.
And that's all this is. This whole sports, music, it's all entertainment. It's all celebrity. This is how they make their money. So obviously, she's going to glom onto this, and their NFL's going to glom onto her. This is entertainment. We're watching these people for entertainment, and that is their job, and that's who she is. And I don't know. It looked like she's having a hell of a time last night. They had her on the Jumbotron chugging beer, and she had her little posse with her. Ice Spice was there, Lana Del Rey, Blake Lively. Couldn't get enough of Blake Lively, personally. And they're just having a hell of a time, and that's what this is. It's entertainment. So she's in the right spot.
You know, when they started dating last fall, I was the one who said that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for her to be with an animal like Travis Kelce. And as we saw during the game, he kind of is. I said, I don't get that. I feel like she's, after a while, going to say, I don't want that, you know, shirtless, beer swilling. It just didn't seem
You don't
seem
know
like
what he's like off the field, though. He could be a puppy dog.
I got a pretty good idea.
He's a puppy dog.
It doesn't feel right. But they both made bank off of it. Mm-hmm. And so now that the season's over, I will be curious to see if... you know, if she moves on. You were talking about them getting engaged and having
something
a child.
And I mean, I think he's all around a good guy. He forked over the $1 million last night to have the entire clan there in the box, the family, the friends. He paid for it all just to have everybody there and together. And whatever. He was mad and angry on the field, but that's what these barbaric men do down on the field. They're smashing into each other.
I guess it doesn't seem like a fit to me.
But then you watch them kiss, Dom, and you're like, oh my God, they're perfect for each other.
I don't care.
And all the pictures of them kissing.
Aww. Ultimately, that's it doesn't so impact any of our lives at all.
So cute. But, she was wearing $20,000 worth of bling last night. I was reading.
But see,
too.
And you were making a big deal out of that earlier, and I was kind of scratching my head like, Taylor Swift, if she's wearing bling, it seems like it should be like $2 million worth of bling.
She's toning it down.
$20,000. I mean, we have a ton of listeners right now who have got a ring that's worth $20,000 on their finger. Yeah. I mean, this is Taylor flippin's. So are we sure we're not missing a zero or two?
Everything I was
total?
Reading was $20,000, but you know, I gotta tone it down a little bit for a sports ball game. I mean, it's not, you know, the
she
Oscars.
Doesn't want to come across as ostentatious or
right.
anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, as her jet is parked out front of the stadium.
You know, and sorry for people who are so like oversaturated with Taylor, but I was looking at a thing about her international tour because, you know, they talked about her flying back from Japan because her final show in Japan was the night before. And I was like, so is she done with her tour now? No. Now she has to get back on her private jet and fly down to Australia for some shows there. I think Australia and New Zealand and then like Singapore.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. And then over to Europe. And this tour is ungodly with still so many dozens of shows at huge, massive stadiums.
Well, she'll be a multi-billionaire by the time this is all wrapped up. And is she going to jump out of a kangaroo's pouch at the Australian? Australian one, that'd be awesome. Here I am.
You know what? And she can bring her boyfriend with her on this tour.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. Right? He's got a ton of.